Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Show music and all.
See that production value? We didn't have this yesterday.
Hey, Glenn, remember when Christian earlier was talking about having no faith in David Carr when he came in the huddle?
Yes.
That's Christian right now. I have no faith in his ability to execute this little bit.
Ooh.
Here.
Oh, I got a chip on my shoulder now.
You can have a chip if you want.
No, I'm a lion.
Do you have
I'm a
skill?
Lion.
Andy, the best
I'm
part
I'm a lion.
Was,
I'm a storm. I'm a walrus. I'm an elephant. I'm
Cuckoo.
Every crazy animal you think.
He said this yesterday that he was going to do this, and then notice what his excuse was today. We had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Technical.
He is
technical.
So nervous. He's like moving around in his chair. He was like fixing the papers.
I know.
He's
Christian,
so nervous right now.
No, technical difficulties is when the microphones don't work or the headphones don't work.
But
right?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
So the whole premise of this, Andy, which you actually kind of are onto this because you wrote about this, is I don't think as much as we criticize Cam Newton for everything that he does and how he acts and what he says, he's no different than Tom Brady. They think the same. I actually think they say the same thing. So I went back and found a bunch of quotes from Tom Brady and Cam Newton just to kind of see if people could tell who said what.
Okay.
If you remove your ability to see Cam Newton, watch him, and vice versa, you wouldn't have a clue who said what because they say the same thing.
You didn't take the obvious ones. Like, when I was taking 199th.
No, I couldn't. No, I did not take the obvious ones. But it was funny. While we were doing the show, you guys were saying a bunch of key words that were in some of the quotes.
Okay.
So there's a hint.
I don't know what that means.
Go ahead. What are we playing for? What's my gift?
Pride.
Oh, just pride?
Bragging rights. Andy. Bragging rights.
Okay, bragging
Bitcoin.
Rights. I'll take that.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. I don't understand it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
all right,
ready.
So you ready? All right, so here's the first one. Glenn, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get my buzzer ready here.
Okay, get your buzzer ready.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, audience.
Sign says applause.
Winning is contagious. You know, it's a thought. It's not something that just happens on Sundays. You know, that's something like you have to live life. You got to be a winner. Who said this?
We're having porn music in the background.
Never watched the Match Game?
Yeah, there's the Match Game.
It's like dated, but
so do
it
I
works.
Have a chance to answer this, or is this just Glenn's question?
No, it's both of you guys. You both have an option.
Go ahead, Andy. You want to start?
I am going to go that this is not a trick, and therefore it is Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
I would agree.
Ryan? That is Cam Newton.
Really?
Right out the gate.
Really?
That is Cam Newton.
See,
oh,
I was
geez.
Going with the eat thing. All he eats is like Oikos yogurt or something.
All right, you ready for the next
He's
one?
He's a vegetarian now, isn't
he? Are you ready?
Is he?
Here we go.
Is, yeah.
Here's the second one.
Are cigars vegetarian?
I'm an emotional person.
That's oh, it's a leaf.
Shut up. I'm an emotional person. Sometimes I can't help it. Who said this?
Glenn, you can go first.
This is a trick question. He's
guys,
setting us up to make it seem like it's Cam Newton. It's Tom Brady.
I am going to circle gets the square. I will go with Cam Newton to try to steal.
It is It is Tom Brady. See, there. First of all, there's not. I'm not trying to trick you guys.
Yes, this isn't like
stop it. Stop it.
Trivial Pursuit where like there's all these clues in the question.
No. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay. Music, please. If you're a quarterback, you want everything on your shoulders. You want to be the one to make the decisions.
Tom Brady.
That was quick.
Feels like Tom Brady. Something he would say.
Glenn.
I would say I'll just go with Cam Newton.
It is.
Let's go!
Yeah,
Andy's on the board.
So you guys are all over the place. How about this one? Okay, this is a tough one.
I think you're making your point though with these questions because they are difficult.
Yes, okay.
Control what you can control. Don't lose sleep worrying about things that you don't have control over, because at the end of the day, you still won't have any control over them. Okay. Who said, can I finish? I am the host.
It's a very long quote.
It's not my fault. Who said this?
A fraud, because neither of them believes it.
Exactly.
Neither of them believes that quote.
No.
Frauds.
Nope. They're lying.
So
lying.
Is that just generic quarterback talk?
Yes.
They're frauds. Yep. Cam Newton.
So all quarterbacks say it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so you're picking Cam Newton?
I'm picking Cam Newton as the fraud.
I'll take Brady as the fraud. Okay. They're both frauds.
Andy calls Cam Newton a fraud. WEI.com.
Frauds, both of them.
Oh, damn it.
It'll be picked up. It'll be picked up by the New York Post. All right, okay, you ready?
Wait, who was the answer? I got both.
It was Cam Newton.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah, but you really didn't play along.
I did.
You're asking, you know, for the rules to be changed in the middle of the game.
Show. No. Deduct a point from Mr.
Yeah,
Hart.
Yeah,
I nailed
2 points
it.
Deducted.
No. I nailed it. Doesn't matter how you
don't
score
get
as long
that.
As you score.
You don't get credit for that. All right, ready? Enough with applause. All right. My thing is to execute the given play. Execute the game plan to the best of my ability. If the option is for me to make a play when I have to, I will. Or I'll put myself in the best situation to do so. Who said this?
Cam Newton.
Yeah, that one was kind of easy.
Yeah, make a play.
It's. I know.
Yeah, that was a giveaway.
I was like, I read this one. I was like, well, I can't just be, they all can't be tough. Like, cause you can tell when you read his quotes, there's a lot of me in this. Brady hides it a little bit better.
Yes,
that's what I found out.
The false humility.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. If you don't play to win, don't play at all. Who said this?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
It is.
Let's go!
Tom Brady.
Oh, but Cam has said that. See, that's not fair.
Yeah, I think they both
That's
said
my point.
Yeah.
Like, they're the same person.
No, so you're
reading
right
from the
now,
same script.
Your point is right on.
Yes.
That they both kind of say the same thing. Now, here's the difference. Brady gives you 20 years of watching excellence like you have never, ever seen before, right? So there's something behind those words. With Cam Newton, there isn't.
You want another one that's fairly easy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's one that's fairly easy.
None of them are easy because you're making your point.
I know, I just like driving it home.
Well, I mean, some of them.
I feel like I'm
about
beating a dead horse.
I'm going to make a play. That's a little key.
I always try to do as much as I can do. I'm never a person that does not enough because I'd regret not doing enough and think I probably could have done more. I probably go too far and have to reel myself back in, which works in some things, and other things, it doesn't work.
Yeah, that would be Cam Newton.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cam Newton.
Oh, my God, that's Tom Brady!
Really?
That is Tom Brady.
Let's go!
You guys actually suck at this game. I mean, which is,
no,
again,
you're making
proving
your,
my
you're,
point.
You're okay. Making your point. You really are. And the stuff they say when you take away the audio and you just look at the words, they're both kind of saying the same stuff. But I think there is a difference, Christian, in the way that you can interpret the stuff. Because one guy gave you 20 years of backing it up. The other guy gives you no history.
So if I said, it's no secret that I'm not afraid to shine bright and be festive.
That's Cam Newton.
That's easy, right? Yeah. I mean, some of those
Correct.
Things are really easy.
Yes.
But there's other ones that are, you really got to dig deep and try and figure out. Because you have such a long history of quotes like this from Brady. Or maybe it's just because they both are, you know, dealing with the same kind of issues and trying to monologue.
There's more me in Brady's quotes than I would have originally
He's
thought.
Just so good
he's
at so, hiding it.
Yes.
There's certain key words that he picked
deals
up
with
on.
It. Absolutely.
Where when he's talking, where he's trying to be a team player and try to act like it's not him, but he gives himself away by the words that he chooses.
And you remember,
so it's easy to kind of out him.
He manipulates the media, and it actually came out through Garoppolo telling the advice that Brady had given him: always smile and laugh at your press conferences. And right. That's him telling, I am mocking you. I am not answering you, but I am manipulating you. You think as a reporter that I'm, oh, that's a good question.
Andy, I think he's the best I've ever
Thank
seen.
You. Thank you.
The best I have ever seen at dealing with questions, press conferences. And again, I think at least 50% of it is all BS.
Yes.
But people buy into it. Okay. They do. They buy into it. And he's just so good at the way he presents it.
It was funny, which was, I guess, fun to watch. Was in the, hey, Ryan, there's one quote that I picked up on last year where he talks about contracts. And if I'm the owner, I have to make the decision, I'll do whatever
that was,
I want.
And that was
maybe
a slip.
One day I will be an owner and I can make all the decisions that I want.
That was a slip. That for him,
know,
that was a slip.
How funny was that, though, Glenn, when we heard it? We're like, wait a second.
Yep.
He's pissed.
Yep.
But he can't say it. Yep. So it was smile, all you could, in you the could, way he dragged out all the decisions. Like, wait a second. I've done that to my dad.
Right.
I've said that before. My kids have done that sarcastically. And I sit there and I walk away. They're screwing with me right now.
Yes.
What the hell? And I walk back in the room and it's too late.
But the other thing that Tom always did, the smile, I think Cam, you will see, can deliver the same line, but there'll be a little bit of almost an eye roll.
Yeah,
or like,
he can't
like
control
he,
it.
He shows him his emotion more than
so,
Tom.
So because he has a lot of nonverbal cues.
Yes.
And Brady was so good. There was only like two expressions.
Right.
There was like just, you know, stoic or stoic happy. It
right.
really wasn't any, and, there was no deviation from it.
He would say the little, not sure, or that's a good question.
Yeah.
Like a little smirk, and you're like, yeah, he thought it was a good question.
You know
no,
what?
He didn't.
So,
that's a good question.
Exactly.
You're full of it. It wasn't. You're just dismissing it.
Man, that is a tough question.
And even that sound, you go, he's being sarcastic.
Yes.
He doesn't think
but
it's a good question.
Eat it up.
He did more of that in the last, call it 20 months of his career here than we had ever seen before. So imagine how strong, imagine how
I
long it took to break him down.
The fifth.
Yeah. And even that one was like, oh, it's funny though.
The fifth.
That one was like too humorous.
See, he even gives you, he always finishes with a laugh. If Bill took notes from Tom and said the same things that he's always said, I don't know, Christian, but said, I don't know, Christian.
He tries to.
Right?
He tries
like,
to.
If you have more of a laugh, people are like, oh, yeah, he thought it was funny. But Bill does, I don't know, and just gives you the stare
yeah.
down, and you're like, I want to slither out of here right now.
So with that, now you know, and with that being said and hearing this, how does this not end badly? How does it not end badly?
He plays really well.
For Cam Newton?
Right. He's got to play great then.
Yeah.
Now you can't play really well, like because I think the floor for him is playing well.
So let's get back to that because I do think expectations are always important. The expectations create the feelings, right?
Yeah,
it's not the results; it's what you expected the results to be. And Lombardi was the first one. Now the only question is, can they beat the Chiefs? Excuse me? Like so, just signing Cam Newton suddenly the question is: this is like old Brady,
yeah.
where it's. AFC title game, yeah. do they get over the hump or not get over? Like, no. Have you compared the rosters? He's still coming into a group with a 34-year-old slot receiver, a first-round receiver who did virtually nothing as a rookie, an aging veteran receiver, questions in the ground game, questions at tight end, defense lost a couple key personnel. How did they go from maybe they'll tank so they can get Trevor Lawrence to now the only question is, do they beat Pat Mahomes?
Such a
How did that happen?
Such a
yeah,
leap.
I don't know where Lombardi came
it's
up with
you know
that.
What?
When,
just
when
one piece.
But yeah, if that takes
it,
off,
it made no sense.
If that takes off, that hinders Cam Newton.
See,
because if
I
you
think
they were a 5-win team or a 7-win team, and now Cam gets here and he wins 10, that's great.
See,
that's
I
a
do,
success.
I do think there is human nature always wins. It just wins. It doesn't matter. You can hide it as much as you want. You could just eventually who you are comes out. Like, I mean, it just does. And your willingness to suck it up and deal with it, you know, you're saying one thing, but your face says another.
Right.
So just say what you mean. Like, if you're pissed, just tell me you're pissed. I don't want to read between the lines. With Brady, you are always reading between the lines.
Correct.
You'll be doing it with him, too. I guarantee you, because he will be called into the principal's office. He will be. They will say something. Really? Did you have to say that? That's terrible, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know who that was because it was nothing like Bill.
It's just, that's all I had.
I think but expectations are everything. Andy's right. You set expectations. And so if they go out and win 9 or 10 games and they make the postseason, then they're probably and he starts all 16 games, then people are probably going to look at it in a fairly positive light, right? I mean, I don't think anybody is expecting him to come in and be Tom Brady or be what he was in 2015. So they'll be happy. Now, on the other hand, I think the expectations are higher now with Cam Newton than they would have been with Jarrett Stidham. So now you can't go out and win 6 or 7 games. If that's what he is, then he's toast here.
Whenever he says Stidham, I just laugh.
They would have been with Stidham, but Glenn, you think Stidham's the starter.
I do.
You talked in the past tense, like the Stidham era is over already.
It happened and
but
ended.
You think it's starting on September 13th.
No, but I'm... I think he's going to win out the job, Andy. I do. I think he's going to win the job out. I do. But I don't understand why nobody thinks that is a somewhat interesting take, because there are other people that are coming. I heard Eric Mangini the other day talk about this. Said they're crazy if you think Cam Newton's going to come in and start right away with Bill. And there are others that are saying the same thing. Zolak, who does the games, is saying the same thing. We're anointing. Suddenly Cam Newton, who has been pretty bad, if you look at the numbers in the last couple of years, been pretty bad quarterback.
He's been hurt. He's healthy now.
That's correct. Okay.
Plus, he's hungry. And he's humbled.
And how many
There's
surgeries?
All kinds of keywords.
How many surgeries has he had in the last 2 years? Yeah, Three.
But surgeries are to fix things, so he's fixed.
Okay. All right. I'll believe it when I see it. All right. 617-779-7937. Andy Hart filling in today for Lou Maloney. Nice game there for you. Eh? I liked it. Nice game, and you tricked us in. You made your point.
He did. It was a great point. Point taken. They're both egomaniacs.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lobster bisque, okay. New York strip steak, ooh. Braised beef short ribs, damn. What else we got? Shrimp and grits, with me. I with that cheesecake, though. They got that creme brulee. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'm going to keep y'all entertained for the first night. You know what I'm saying? Get this rocket. Oh, man. They mad at me, bro. I'm gone. Just got the text. Exposing too much. Gotta go. My bad.
J.R. Smith. I will say this. It's not a good look for these NBA players who are just pissing and moaning. I mean, talk about being needy. And you said it, Christian. They're really at camp. It's just like summer camp. It's being at Disney World, summer camp. And they're really needy. They're not. They don't like this thing. I think this is going to have a very difficult time of working. Snitch hotline has been jumping. We've already had a couple of players who snuck out of the grounds. Not good, because they're, you know, who knows what they're going to come back with, and they're going into quarantine. Not a good look, though, is it?
No. I mean, you talk about the whole tone-deaf thing and not really having a grip on what some in the real world are going through, and you're just kind of, you know, J.R. Smith was complaining about he didn't have a blanket or the size of his blanket and these various things, and, you know, you're eating lobster bisque and New York strip and whatever the hell else he was listing.
Damn!
Damn!
Well, I think it's just crazy.
Till his mom called and said, come home.
So this former NBA player, Al Harrington, talked to The Athletic. And I'm gonna let me read this to you real quick, because this drove me nuts. He says, when you think about it, it's damn near inhumane for them to not have marijuana.
Repeat that line again.
Okay. Really,
please,
it's like,
repeat that line
nobody
again.
Buried the lead. When you think about it, it's damn near inhumane for them not to have marijuana.
That is unbelievable.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
That is unbelievable.
Let me keep going, because he's a former player, but okay. These guys are going to need something to get away. Well, they are away. Normally, in the course of the season, the playoffs, if you have a bad game, you have a bad turnover to lose the game, you get to go home and see your kids. I get that part, because they love you unconditionally. In this bubble situation, you can't get away from the bad game. From a mental wellness standpoint, they're going to need vices, Andy. Vices, okay? If I had to choose, as an owner, I'm choosing cannabis over them taking pills, over them drinking liquor and being dehydrated. You're going to need THC in the bubble.
Now, to be fair, he now owns a cannabis company.
Yeah,
right?
He does. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Tom Brady. He's
yeah.
pumping his product.
Yeah,
here.
He's.
It's just crazy.
It's inhumane.
It's almost
the whole
like
inhumane.
It's almost like no. But this is who they are. This is who the NBA is. They can't cope, so they need vices to get through. They can't get through the day without somebody patting them on the back. God forbid that they have a bad game. So they need vices. They need drugs. They need women. They need alcohol. They need gaming chairs. They need hugs.
I got weed for everybody.
I hate the NBA mentality. And oh, by the way, you're in the happiest place on earth. You have it all to yourself. You can go on all the rides. You can go to the Magic Kingdom. You can do anything
you
want.
I don't know if you can go on the rides.
After hours,
yeah.
They're closing it up for them. And I guarantee you, if LeBron James decides he wants to go on the Matterhorn, they're going to shut it down for him. So I just feel like the reason this would fail is just because they're just a big bunch of babies.
Says the ex-athlete.
No. Different situation.
Oh, football players himself. Would never
We're
say
badass.
That.
They're no. badasses.
Football
well,
players.
You don't see that the overall just bitchiness of the NBA players.
Yeah, they're
and
worse.
And I don't
really
see it in Major League Baseball. Every athlete is spoiled. Let's not get it twisted. We're all spoiled. But they're a whole nother level of spoiled.
Which, let's take it to the net. Did it bother you, the Stephen A. Smith rant about not being able to go without their women for a certain period of time?
It was just
I think that's like,
inhumane. That's I'm sorry. It was inhumane.
Saying, I can't have sex.
It was inhumane.
I had a bad game. My baby's got. Somebody's got to make me feel good about myself.
You know the so problem? Go in the shower and take care of it.
The problem with Stephen A. or anybody,
really good at it.
Or anybody else pitching, or these NBA players pitching, they're not seeing what's happening in the real world out the street with all these people unemployed and other people dealing with the COVID and maybe having elderly parents or whatever who are sick. They're missing all of this stuff. They really are. And
not all of them, though, right? I mean, Jimmy Butler was like, you know, we got a roof over our head. We got some food. We're doing okay for ourselves.
Yeah, but those
here.
Guys, those guys don't get nearly as much attention
no,
as
it's
the
not
guys
as fun.
Who are bitching and complaining about the food and this and the that. And I get it. I mean, to me, it feels like camp. Old camp. Camp when you really, they threw you in another city.
At Bryant College?
Yeah, and their food was this, and it was 5 weeks long, and it just was hot. And you didn't have, the bed sucked, but it was what it was.
I thought you weren't pampered, and I thought you
One
didn't
year.
Complain. And
No. My point is, you didn't let me finish, but everyone just knew that's what it was. It was camp. It sucks.
Right.
But it's 5 weeks, and then you leave. So nobody really bitched, because we were all suffering the same.
And how much and nobody is this had suffering?
It isn't.
I look on a bed, and they spread out their snacks, and it's like taking up the whole king-size bed.
I know.
Like, where it's is the
handsome
suffering?
Brothers with their trains in the room. Wait,
remember the stories about, like, Tabucky? Remember Tabucky Jones?
Yeah, sure.
Taught his kid a lesson by, like, dropping him off in the bad part of town so he could learn what really, like, struggles were?
Yeah.
I feel like these players need that. You think this is a Motel 6? You know what, Rajon Rondo? We're going to take you to an actual Motel 6 and see how you feel
afterwards.
See,
to me, that was such a cheap shot, too. It's like, okay, so what? You can only stay at the Ritz? So if you're not at the Ritz, you can't sleep well?
Right. It's a hotel room. It looks fine. It's nice. There's no bed bugs.
And I would
you're
say,
fine.
You know, NBA players probably travel better than football players. Teams with a lot of guys.
Yes.
They can afford to maybe stay in a nicer hotel.
Right.
football, I mean, listen, you stay at a Holiday Inn, we stay at a Marriott. That's pretty nice. That
no, they have it. They have it in their deal. They stay at Four Seasons. They stay at Ritz's. They stay at the boutique hotels. They stay at the best hotels. They do. They have the best traveling arrangement because their planes are retrofitted and they're
lots inside. Of leg room.
Yeah, leg room. They get lounges inside those planes. So they, you're right. They have it easier than any of those other sports. And that's why they're the most spoiled. And that's why they will screw up the bubble. Somebody will get outside the bubble and they will screw it all up for everybody else.
And Christian, you say that all athletes are pampered, but we know through basketball primarily, the AAU culture, these guys at like,
that's what, part of it.
Fifth grade are getting free Nike stuff, free Under Armour sure. stuff. This guy's paying for this. This guy's paying for that. Oh, he's going to go to this school. My mom got a new car and don't tell anybody. Like, they're as pampered as anybody. There's a lot more pampering in basketball than there is in football.
No, I agree with you.
But you're all spoiled. I would agree with that.
No, it's to some level, but I think, you know, I mean, certain sports, they just know that there is no alternative. You can bitch and complain all you want. Hey, we want more room. Well, there's 80 of us flying.
So
what
I watched,
plane do you want?
Right.
There's not 20 of us flying.
I watched non-pampered basketball last night. Did you guys watch the final for the basketball tournament?
No, who won? You don't know.
Not the cancer team, not the sideline
yeah,
cancer team.
I didn't
team,
care the for
team.
The sideline
what was
cancer
the other team?
Thing.
The Marquette team won.
Yeah, they were okay? like, they yeah, had a regular name.
You know, this guy, Travis Diener, hit a three-pointer to win it. So you had to get to 78 points. So the first team to get to 78 points wins the thing. That's how they had it set up. But it was interesting. It wasn't bad. The way it was produced was pretty good. It was not bad. I had no idea this tournament was going on, as you know, Christian, until yesterday when somebody brought it up.
I thought it was.
And I watched it last night. It was
well,
pretty
good. Well, we use it as an example for just, you know, how the NBA, like their protocol was pretty good. It was in a lower level. It was less people, single elimination tournament. So you say you start with 20. Next thing you know, you only have 20 teams for one day.
Where was it?
And then you start Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio.
Paradise.
And were they in a bubble?
They put them up at the Marriott.
They were in a hotel. They
Did
couldn't
they
leave.
Bitch about it.
Yeah.
No.
But they were there for 10 days.
Nobody's monitoring it.
It was a 10-day tournament.
So to me, it's really doable. But I think ultimately, like just like the fall of Troy, is going to be a woman who takes down the NBA billion-dollar bubble.
Oh, it already is. What's her name? Ugliana or something?
Now,
Ugly
is she really? Is it like calling a fat guy tiny? Is she like really good-looking, but they call her ugly?
Yeah.
Is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, she's not ugly. There's a reason she's being invited into the bubble.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, listen, at the bar, you know, the later you go into the night, the lower you're.
Because you're intoxicated.
Exactly. Choices, make good choices.
Isn't that a song? Isn't that a Chesney song? Went to bed at 10 with a 1 and woke up at 1 with a 10.
It's called
like
the Wolverine effect.
The Wolverine effect?
Yes.
That so we all agree. We all agree the NBA players are going to screw this up. We all agree with that.
I think they're going to
screw
it
up. Yeah, I think they are. Yeah. But again, what is screw up? Because I am a big cynic in all these things. Like, who's controlling the information? Who decides whether? Oh, LeBron has it. Why don't we keep that under wraps and just play on?
Oh, I don't think they're going to get away with that.
Oh, why not?
Because that
I don't think they can control this stuff, Glenn.
Oh, that would kill the NBA with the optics out there. Ooh,
won't get out. Who needs
to know? That would be real bad. No. I don't think they can get away with that. But I do believe that there are going to be significant players who are going to end up contracting it, and it's going to be a mess. And the NHL, I think, has the best shot of making it work, mainly because the players are disciplined. They're a much different breed. They know how to deal with it. All right, 617-779-7937. That's our phone number right here on OMF with Andy Hart today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hold on a second. What?
Is that your Lou impression?
You're going to say, wait, what?
It's one of many of the great predictions.
I have no teeth. It sounds like Lou is 99 years old and asking for Jell-O and applesauce for lunch.
Better than your Belichick earlier.
My impressions aren't very good.
Well, he's been discouraged, Andy, from doing them, actually.
A couple times.
Sounds like it worked.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some phone calls here at OMF at 617-779-7937. Andy Hart in here for Lou, and here's Dakota in Braintree. Dakota.
Hey, before I get to... hey, Christian.
Hello.
Andy, how you doing?
What's up?
Before I get to Cam Newton, Andy, you brought up the stock market thing about, you know, you hate when the prognosticators, well, the so-called ones, come on at 4:30 and tell you what the market did. Well, I don't know if you were listening back to the Big Show in 2008 in September, and I think Pete Gustin even made a skit of this. Glenn, if you remember Doom and Gloom with Dakota, I called you guys up on the Big Show that night and said that we were going to get blasted in the market over the next 3 to 6 months, and the S&P lost 50% from that time I made that call. And I'm here to tell you again, Andy, I'll tell you before it happens so it doesn't, that we are in for tremendous carnage in the stock market in the next 3 to 6 months, where we lose 40 to 50% right off the top.
Well, the question is, Dakota, how much money are you making right now?
This is our
talk right now.
I am net short the market. I actually even shorted gold, because what happens is we're an $800 billion Fed deficit. Other countries around the world are going to be in debt because of the COVID, and they're going to have to sell all their gold. So I'm now short gold, short the market. I'm pretty much short everything.
So does that mean I should buy gold if you short something?
I'm just short.
Dakota's been good. I will give Dakota credit in this. The first prediction he had made years ago, he was right.
How much did he save you, Glenn?
That was in 08. 08, the fall of 08,
Selden,
right?
Corporation. Yeah. What was that? The carnage in the market was, September 08. And then the S&P dropped 50% from that point.
All right, what else you got?
Okay. So it is what it is. There's a way to profit on it. Be the ultimate capitalist, Glenn.
Yeah.
All right. So as for Cam Newton, I'm one of those guys. I wanted them to bring him in. They brought him in. I think he's going to be laser-focused, and so is Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick, about making sure they put him in a situation where he will only succeed. And you know what the conversation is going to be later in the year? That he actually, and I love Tom Brady, that he actually put up better numbers this year than what Tom Brady would probably put up in New England, since he was regressing a little bit. Now, that's just me believing in Cam Newton, believing the athletic specimen that it is, and how you got both sides that are motivated to make this happen. When everybody's
they're going to put him in the best position. We know that. They're going to put him in the, they're going to use his skill set, okay?
But is he healthy and can he play?
That's the problem.
Well, I think he's going to be healthy, and if he is healthy, he can definitely play. And Andy, they have huge cap room right now. They're going to bring in AJ Green. I mean,
They do not have huge cap room right now.
What are you talking about? They just freed up from the settlement with Antonio Brown. They freed up another $7 million.
Dakota.
You're going to need
the average NFL
season.
Team needs between $8 and $10 million for cost of doing business through an NFL season.
Really? How much did Cam Newton cost them?
What does that have to do with anything? They have $7 million in cap space. They need $8 to $10 million. And how are they getting AJ Green as a franchise wide receiver with the Bengals?
No, because he's moving on from it. They're going to renounce him. He's going to be on the open market. Or they're going to trade him.
Glenn hung up on you.
Yeah,
I didn't hang up on anybody. I didn't touch him. He lost.
Wow, the guy talking about 2008. So wow, and you hung up on him.
So I don't know what to feel better for.
Rude.
Is Cam Newton prediction that he's going to be great, or the market's going to destroy us all?
So I have this little theory, because I agree with him on a lot of the motivation. I think Cam Newton wants to be good, and I think Josh McDaniels wants to put him in the right place.
Agreed.
Can he play? And like, this was always beaten into me. I don't know if it was like a high school football coach or something. There's two things in football. There's a want to and a can't. Sometimes there's a lazy player who doesn't want to block that guy, doesn't want. Then there's the guy, he's going to Rudy his ass off. He can't do it. He just can't get the job. Like, I've heard you, Christian, I've heard you every once in a while say you would maybe sandbag certain assignments so you didn't get that assignment.
Special
again.
Teams.
Right.
Always on special teams. Sorry, Matt Chatham.
You could have done it if you wanted to.
Could have.
But you chose not to.
I did not want to be on the team.
Cam Newton wants to be good. I truly believe he wants to be a star. He wants to rip Superman open like 25. Kenny. Is he done?
But hold on. Stop. Let's stop. Okay, you're an analyst. Glenn thinks he's won. Okay, so use your analyst. Put your cap on, both of you. And if you were a GM, or if you're a Dakota and you're a betting man, would you bet on him succeeding, having a good year, or would you think, he can't do it anymore?
What's the success? What's the line? What's the?
I said the floor. The floor is good, and for me, the floor is good.
So is he Pro Bowl quarterback?
Yeah.
Leads the Patriots to 10
best
wins,
case scenario?
And he's a Pro Bowl quarterback.
No way.
Yeah, best
no
case
way.
Scenario, yeah, nope. Easily a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Nope.
Easily.
No.
If I also said...
Don't
we'll
you
get
have a history
later.
Of problems with best case scenario?
Well, that's why I usually... And putting things in order.
Josh
two
Gordon,
things that I don't
wasn't
do.
There a best case scenario with Josh
I was
Gordon?
Right on that one, by the way. I was right on that one.
You and Dakota, always right.
But here's the thing. Wait, you can't just say, is he going to be good? Okay, when you develop and you put your roster together, you obviously, have information that other people don't have. You're talking to the player. You're trying to decide on if you should bet on him or not, whether you spent no money or a lot of money. Because I'll take your point, which I like. The fact is, if you didn't need him and you love Stidham, what does it matter if he was cheap or not? You didn't need him. You already had Hoyer. But he was so cheap, it doesn't matter. You already had the guy you wanted.
No, I'm driving down the street in a Lamborghini, and there's a good deal on a Toyota. I'm still ignoring it.
But
I'm
it was
just
so
driving
cheap.
My Lamborghini. Nope,
they
it fell
guys,
on your
they,
lap.
Guys, they brought him in. They brought him in because they were not 100%. They're not 100% sure of Stidham. They don't know what he's going to be like when they throw him in a big game against Buffalo up there in Buffalo. Come on. That was a no-brainer for them to go out and get him. But where Christian drives me crazy, Andy, is that he wants me to avoid the if he's healthy. If he's healthy, do not use if he's healthy. If he's healthy is the biggest question with Cam Newton. We don't know if he's healthy, and we don't know if he can stay healthy. Playing the game.
And you don't know if Stidham can stay healthy. What if Stidham acts like a rookie? Why don't you say, when you talk about Stidham, okay, if you want a crutch, say, well, if he doesn't play like a rookie, if he doesn't get scared, if he doesn't see ghosts because he's a rookie, well, he's really not a rookie. He's a rookie. He hasn't played at all. He doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, so stop it. Let's say if you want to use that whole crutch with him, with Cam Newton being hurt,
I don't understand why you look at 31 teams that passed on Cam Newton, and the main reason most of them passed on Cam Newton is because they don't know if he's healthy enough. They don't know if he's healthy. Right. According to some, yes. They don't think he's healthy.
You didn't
hear
that, Andy?
They don't think he's healthy
Even
enough.
The Panthers, right? Even though they replaced him with a black quarterback.
What about Jadeveon Clowney?
And more money.
What about Jadeveon Clowney? He's black. Why are all these teams passing on him?
Because he wants a stupendous amount of money.
That's
and he's
it.
Not
he wants a lot of money.
Player.
So did Cam. Okay.
No.
Hold on a second. Yes, he did. He wanted a lot of money. Like, don't act like he didn't want a lot of money. Like, he wanted a lot of money. What happened was, time went by, and he realized, huh, geez, people have, I would say it's more about teams just saying, I'm kind of over it. He had his heyday. I don't want to take the back end of somebody's deal.
How does it make any sense if you're a business, if you're a team out there, if you're the Buffalo Bills, you have Josh Allen, okay? Josh Allen. He's the one guy that's probably preventing you now from moving on to the next round of the playoffs. Why wouldn't they take a shot at him?
Because they're invested in Josh Allen. They want Josh Allen to be the man.
And how many times has Buffalo been invested in a new quarterback, Andy, over the last 25 years?
But that doesn't matter. This is this coach, this GM, this regime. That, in that way, is like Bill Belichick in 2008 bringing in backup quarterbacks to work with Matt Castle and then deciding, you know what, no. Matt Castle has been here. We have faith in him. Turn around, get on your plane, go back home. We're not, whoever those guys were, you might remember, Christian, I don't know. But, like, we're not working out more quarterbacks to see what the situation is. We're going with Matt Castle as our quarterback. That's what the Bills are doing. They're invested. Because if you bring Cam Newton to town, immediately Stephon Diggs googly eyes on Twitter, right? Now there's, like, this weird, well, I thought Josh Allen was our quarterback, but now we got Cam Newton. What's really going on here?
I'm not sure with a name like Cam Newton that you'd necessarily get a lot of disgruntled players up there in Buffalo.
Well, I don't know how much they like Josh Allen, but my point is the team has decided Josh Allen is our quarterback.
Yeah,
And the second you bring in a Cam Newton, you undercut Josh Allen.
Buffalo will be doing the same thing again next year, going back into the draft to try to find that quarterback.
Maybe
they do it every two years.
So or maybe they'll be celebrating like an AFC championship run and say, you know what? We were validated. Josh Allen can play.
Yeah,
there is no gray area. Either you think he's going to play well and stay healthy because – There is some, you know, that goes into a guy who has had some injuries, not injury prone.
That's why he went so cheap. That's why he went so
cheap. Okay, forget about that. How cheap he was. My question to you, Andy, and I'll ask you.
Yes.
Do you think he's going to make it through the season?
Yes.
Glenn, do you think he's going to? Okay, that's fine.
I think he'll struggle. I think he'll try to fight through it. I agree with what Andy said with motivation. I'm not worried about him being motivated. I do agree with Lewis Riddick. That I wish that he would not necessarily sit there and talk about it like it's a one-man revenge tour. I would much rather him now talk about the players that he's going to be throwing the football to and the running backs and the offensive line and talk about his new team. It would make a lot more sense. But I'm not worried about the motivation. I am worried about him being able to do something that he hasn't been able to do well in the last few years. And even if he's healthy right now, what happens when he starts getting hit out there on the field? He plays the way he plays, and he's got to play that way because that's why he was so damn good. Right? He was such a threat. Defenses could not defend him. If he can't play that way and you're limiting him because you want to protect him and not get him beaten up, then he's useless to you.
He is. And I don't want to protect him. I want him running. But, you know, we talked to Chudzinski, his first offensive coordinator. He's at BC now on Dale and Keefe. And I think he's right in that his assessment is Cam takes a much bigger beating in the pocket as a passer than he does when he's a runner. Because generally when he's running, he gets downfield. He's the bigger guy in the collision. He's the hammer, not the nail. When he's in the pocket and just standing there and doing the Roethlisberger thing is when he takes the pot shots and ends up getting hurt. So I think that's a little bit of a misnomer that he gets hurt running. I think he gets hurt more when he tries to be Tom Brady. I'm just going to stand in here and read the field. That's not his game. He needs to run.
See, I think that's a good point because a lot of quarterbacks, and I would say they just don't. Brett Favre was really good at this. When he would throw, he would kind of throw, kind of back up, and then duck.
Right.
It was weird. He would almost short arm it.
Right. Rodgers does some of that, too.
Yeah, because they just know, okay, so what are my danger zones? All right, my pinky, my thumb, trying to extend, trying to follow through. When I'm just being aware of my circumstances, Brady's great at it. He does it, you know, by, you know, moving around in the pocket, finding an opening, and then getting rid of the football. I don't know if Cam Newton's as good as that, but that's that part of his game.
Right.
Like, the longer he sits back there, the worse it is for him. But at the same time, hell, he can run, but bad things happen.
But if he runs, he might be running, and now he's going to try to run over a corner, or a corner's taking a shot at him. I like my chances better of him against a corner than him against Jadeveon Clowney or some big D end who's putting a helmet
in his back. See, I do think there will be a whole new awareness and on here's what we're not doing.
Like turning the ball over.
Well, one, obviously.
which he has problems. Right.
But I would also say more importantly, it's almost like I hate when people say guys are injury prone when freak accidents happen. Like, Gronk is on the PAT team as a wing, steps in, breaks his forearm. Like,
right.
That just, I've never, ever, ever seen that happen. Cam Newton, he's not injury prone. He's had a bad injury that in two in a row.
He puts himself in harm's way with the way he plays the game.
So do we all.
I don't think you can deny
that. So do we all.
Yeah, but
oh, my God, you don't
more,
think,
well,
you
Brady,
don't think
Brady does
any
a lot
of these
less
other players
that.
Put themselves in harm's way? The only guy that I saw that used to avoid contact all the time, well, me in my older age, but Deion Branch. Deion Branch.
And Marvin Harrison.
Pretty good at
all
it. Marvin
time.
Harrison yeah. was really good at getting down.
Yeah. And I always just Excellent. Sit there and go, I used to go, Deion, like, what the hell? Did you get, like, 10 more yards? He's like, he just didn't want the risk. He didn't want to deal with the risk of being hurt. So
Christian,
he was okay with five less.
But that's what teams were looking at when they passed on this guy. Because people here in New England are treating it like you got the 2015 MVP. The rest of the league could have gotten him for a song and a dance and all passed on it. And this whole idea that he's throwing out there, well, because of the COVID-19, you know, they couldn't do a physical. Did Gronk not have a physical when he went to Tampa Bay? Did they not work out a physical? You could have done whatever you needed to do if you really wanted Cam Newton. Everybody's making excuses now on why he did not get picked up. He did not get picked up because teams did not trust that they could bring him in and he could be anywhere close to the player he's been in the past. But if they did, somebody would have paid him some money, Andy. Maybe not $25 million. Somebody would have given him what Marcus Mariota got to back up out in Vegas. What was that? $8 million,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But somebody would have given it to him.
Don't you think there's a limited number of quarterback jobs? Just
yes.
the nature of the position. You know, this team just drafted Joe Burrow. So, okay, they don't need a quarterback. They don't even want one to cause problems. Or this team, you know, so you kind of pare it down to there might only be six teams that could even potentially be interested. And if one or two of them are swayed by the situation, because Lombardi was big on that. That injuries and the inability to work Cam out, interview him, bring him into town, doctors poke and prod him, hurt his value on the market. And maybe people went in other directions. But there's going to be, just by the nature of the spot, a limited number of landing spots for him. That's why I think, I mean, he's talking about the Chargers. He absolutely has to be talking about the Chargers, right?
When I don't know why the Chargers team? Didn't go for him. They need attention. Nobody cares about the Chargers out there in L.A. They needed some attention, right?
But they like their room, Anthony Lynn, right?
Apparently.
You know, he likes Colin Kaepernick, but he's not going to sign him. He likes, you know, Cam Newton, but he's not going to sign him.
Right, and Herbert's not going to play. I mean, you know, he's sitting, he's the, you know, the guy in waiting right now. All right, we got another hour to go. I mentioned that at the top of the show that Cam Newton did not speak here in the last 24 hours. We're looking for content. We didn't get it, but his father did. His father did, and we have that. This hour's been brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.